Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from six figures to seven figures and even to eight figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out. That's pretty fucked. Hello guys, Alex Fedotov here. So today I wanna talk about why dropshipping is dead, and I wanna show you the proof that dropshipping is dying, and I wanna show you the things that you can do to adjust to survive and thrive in a new environment with new like rising advertising costs, with you know having like iOS 15, 16, like all of these other things. I wanna show you exactly how to navigate through all of that and how to scale your business and how to scale a profitable e-commerce brand. So guys, before we get started, please click the like button and subscribe to my channel. It means a lot to me. I'm putting a lot of effort into this video, so I'd appreciate it a lot. Just hit the like and subscribe button and we can get started. Let's say 2018, 2019, we've done a lot of volume with e-commerce, with dropshipping, with very like regular, like primitive model. Facebook didn't have the page feedback score. You know, obviously you could lose the ad accounts, but I mean, that was like wild, wild west. If you want to advertise, you want to sell stuff here with like basically dropshipping from China, here is who you're competing with. 1,000 plus new items launch every day. Like this is a billion-dollar company advertising on Facebook. So if you're trying to kind of like sell stuff, or you're trying to beat on price, you're trying to be in that like lowest price category on Facebook, kind of like go after mass market, here's who you compete with. You compete with a company that has very massive scale. They have very like operational like efficiency. They must have, because you know, if they're processing, let's say 100,000 orders per day, right? They have the operational efficiency, they have the volumes, they have negotiated the terms, or they're sourcing directly from factories. So there's no way that you can compete with them. At the same time, if you start thinking,
Alex, you're full of shit.
Let's see it from this side. Wish.com, right? Which was, it was the biggest advertiser on Facebook. But like now you can see they only have 190 ads. Okay, so what is off here, right? It's either they're like out of funding, right? Or maybe they found another like advertising channel that they're advertising on. So this kind of like model where, oh, wow, that's pretty fucked. Let's see how this traffic looks like. Maybe they're very successful still, right? Boom. No, it doesn't look like, right? So something happened here. Maybe they run out of money, right? Maybe the model doesn't work. Maybe the model is not efficient anymore, right? Shine is still making it work. Shine is like, is growing rapidly. Maybe they have like a bunch of, I mean, still like 54 million users, right? It's still a lot. I mean, it's not a small business, but I mean, something happened here that they're not, I mean, I remember it was one of the best, like one of the highest ranked like apps. I don't think it is anymore, right? So Shine, let's say on Shine, how's their traffic look like? So let's see here. I mean, this one is pretty consistent. This one is strong. This one is strong. Wow, this one is like probably like three times as big as Wish. I mean, Wish might be used like might be using more of their app. I mean, nevertheless, both are like nine-figure, 10-figure businesses, so that's fine. But now, do you want to compete with these businesses? Probably you don't. If you have some common sense, if you have some logic, probably you don't want to be competing with these guys. So you want to be, and I want to show you the paradigm and the kind of direction that we're going with our business as well. I call this the Facebook engineers like paradigm, right? So let's say you're operating dropshipping business, your shipping times are bad, your product quality is like bad, garbage sometimes. So what happens? Your feedback score goes down, right? Your ad account goes down, your business manager goes down. Now we have solutions for all those, how to avoid it, how to play with it, but we are getting out of it. Why? Because you want to fight with Facebook engineers. You want to fight with like people graduated like Stanford and like computer engineers and trying to like identify the dropshippers and creating like bad user experience for people on Facebook. Do you want to fight with those type of people? Do you want to fight with hundreds of those people? Do you want to fight with like thousands of those people? Absolutely not, right? Like, because I mean, that battle is just like, they'll catch you, right? Like, I mean, you might make like a few dollars, you might make a few hundred thousand dollars, you might make like a few millions, but eventually they'll catch you. So you don't want to be in that game. Now, payment processors nightmare. Like what's like, ever happened to you maybe? Like, drop a comment. Drop a comment if you ever been shut down by PayPal, if you ever had a hold on PayPal, if you ever had a reserve on PayPal, if you ever had hold on Stripe, drop it below in the comments, guys, because that happened to everyone. That happened to everyone, like, at some point. If they've been drop shipping, they probably have higher chargeback ratio. Then one day, one morning, Stripe sends you an email. Hey, we don't want to be working with you anymore. Let me show you, actually. Let me show you. Hey, guys. People have been asking me how we scale to multiple six figures or even seven figures per month without getting shut down on Facebook. And we have a very sophisticated solution for this that I want to share with you, but it's just, like, too valuable to give away for free. So if you guys want this solution, just book a call with one of my team members and we'll show you exactly what it is and how it works, and we'll see if that's a good fit for you and for your business. So just book a call with my team member. We'll share it with you so you can scale your business to multiple six figures or even seven figures per month without getting shut down on Facebook, without having inconsistency and with high profitability. So just book a call with my team and I'll see you there. So you can see here, like, this is 2018, right? We just started one of our projects. We had a company in Singapore at that point, and we had a Stripe account associated with one of the companies. And so you can see here, the Stripe shut down our account, shut down completely. And we had $150,000 or $200,000 in that account because we had the 7-day payout time, right? So we've been doing like $20,000-$30,000 a day. And so we've had pretty much like $200,000 in there on hold, and they locked that money for like 90 days. You can see 90 days here. That's the exact email that they sent me. Last 3 years, I mean, all of these processors obviously got burnt with a lot of dropshippers, because some of dropshippers, I mean, they drive volume, they drive sales, and then they extract money from their account, and then they never ship the orders, right? So there've been a lot of like bad players in the market. Now, all of this kind of like accumulates, and what happens is it becomes a payment processor's nightmare. If your chargeback ratios are higher, if you're, let's say, if they see that you're shipping from China, it takes like 3-4 weeks to get your item delivered, they absolutely don't like it. If you start thinking about like, okay, so that is a business, I mean, it's high risk, I mean, you might make a few dollars, which is good. I mean, you might use it like that drop shipping model, like shipping from China, not ideal customers, but just to accumulate some capital. If you wanna do that, great. But if you already have some capital, why would you do that game? Like, why would you play the game that you cannot win, right? Like, so you wanna play the game that you can win. If there was like a boxer on the street, like, and you know, like, he's like professional boxer, and you come to him and like, you try to punch him, right? That would be stupid, right? Because that's not the game you can win, right? So you don't wanna be playing games that you cannot win. So why would you play it with your dropshipping business, right? Long-term. Now, short-term, again, you wanna make a few dollars, awesome, do it. You need help with that, like, book a call with our team. We'll see how we can help you out. There's a link in the description. But I mean, that is not where, like, if you want your business to evolve, like next year, year after that, you wanna sell your business eventually, build something that you're proud of, that's not something you wanna do. Now, typical dropshipping model. Okay, so build like one product store, we use Facebook ads, and then we scale the shit out of it. Okay, so that's good. But at the same time, like, how sustainable is that? And what are the chances, right? So you have like one channel, right? Facebook increases CPM, higher competition. You have 20 other people selling exactly the same product. How cool is that, right? So that model, like, of single like product you sell, you can still make money with it. You can still be profitable with it. But again, long-term, it is not sustainable. So what you want to do is you want to evolve, right? You want to add some more traffic channels, right? You want to add some more products, some more SKUs, right? So you diversify. So it's not only one product that if it stops selling or it doesn't sell as well, or it's seasonal, then you lose all of your sales. So now you want to kind of like start building in other directions, not just in one, not just like relying on Facebook ads and hoping that it will work, right? We've done that for years. We've done very well with it. But now, as we see like the market is evolving, we don't want to be doing that anymore, because we see that, again, that's not the game that we can win. And this dropshipping type of dropshipping is dying, because when I'm saying dropshipping business, I mean low quality shipping from China dropshipping business, that kind of like dropshipping business you want to avoid. Now, this is good dropshipping business called Wayfair, which does, let me show you guys, $14 billion in sales, I mean, a bit of change, right? So some small business that you can be probably proud of, right? Like, so this is dropshipping business. Now, they dropship all of these from their suppliers. Wayfair operates on a dropship model. So we send the customer order to your warehouse and you pick, pack and prepare to send the product directly to the end consumer. Wayfair arranges and pays for 100% of the ship cost. That's beautiful. That's beautiful model, right? But how, okay, so now to organize this type of business with like thousands and thousands and thousands of SKUs, let's just choose one of them here. Now, this is not easy business to operate, obviously, right? Just to jumpstart this business, you will need developers. You would need to integrate all of these partners through APIs and to make sure that all of these orders are getting fulfilled. This is quite a complex business, but this is different type of dropshipping. Right? Even like Wish.com is dropshipping in a way because it's dropshipping directly from the manufacturers, right? But the type of dropshipping where you want to do it on a small scale with no operational efficiencies is not simply not sustainable, right? So if you want to continue to do that, again, feel free, but you will probably get your face punched many times and it will become harder and harder and harder. So what I want to do is, okay, so how can I brand the product? Maybe how can I increase the quality of the product? How can I bring the product in bulk to the warehouse in the United States and then fulfill it from there? And how then I can expand with those products through different like traffic channels. So then on the fulfillment side, on the back end, I mean, customers are happy. Customers, there is like repeat purchase orders because they are coming back and buying because they had good experience. And at the same time, you're building the brand eventually that kind of like over time it builds up, not with dropshipping where, I mean, I know how it is because pretty much you're hiding like the names of your brand because you don't want like 20 other people to jump on the same products, right? You don't want that. If you're running dropshipping stuff, like you don't want to do that. So the way to do that is basically evolve, right? And so identify maybe some products that you're already selling, maybe have some momentum. Maybe you can create a better version of that product. Maybe create a better variation of that product. Maybe like spend some money on branding, on just like different packaging, better packaging, so that you can create something that is more sustainable. So you don't get shut down every time on Facebook, right? Invest into content creation, right? Invest in some photo shoots and some models. So you build something that is more sustainable. And at the same time, make sure that shipping times are not horrible. Like notify your customers about shipping times. You can still do very well with like 10, 12 days shipping from China. You can still do very well with that. Focus on what has the biggest impact. Product packaging, right? Talk to your supplier. If you need supplier, if you need good agents, just let me know. Agents, comment agent below so I can share our suppliers with you, which are amazing, which we've worked for like several years now that we processed, you know, millions and millions of dollars worth of orders with them.
I want to connect, mastermind, and network with 6, 7, 8-figure entrepreneurs. Join our free community on Facebook, which is called Brand Hypergrowth. It's for only entrepreneurs who are already doing at least $30,000 or more in sales per month and want to go to 7, 8 figures. So you can connect, you can network, you can mastermind, you can exchange insights and value with these guys and take your business to the next level. So there should be a link in the description. Make sure you join today.
So how to scale to 8 figures? So if you start thinking about that, all right, so if you have something that can be branded, maybe you make some few adjustments on that side, right? Lower your return ratio, lower your chargeback ratio so you don't have those issues on the payment processor. See how you can improve the product quality, shipping time. So at least you notify your customers. At least you're transparent with them. Like, okay, so it will take like 10, 15 days to arrive. If you're not okay with that, let me just like cancel the order and refund it. So kind of like set those expectations so everyone is on the same page. And when they get the product, give them something for free for that longer waiting time. Give them the custom insert. Give them the free something. Give them the free like little gift for them to wait, right? Make it like nice surprise for them. And if you start thinking from that, now you're on the path like to do like 8 figures because now you're not fighting with all of these. Now you're not fighting the giants. Now you're not fighting the Facebook engineers like with $200,000 a year salaries. Like now you're not fighting the payment processors. Now you're not just fighting like the Facebook only, right? Like because now you have like other channels that you diversified. So if you start thinking from that perspective, dropshipping is amazing business model. Still, I mean, you can still fulfill from China, but I mean, I would recommend for, especially for Q4, for you to have, you know, some products in stock. That's the best way to do it. Let's say, you know, some products sell, just buy 10,000 units, 1,000 units, 10,000 units, have them in stock in warehouse in China. If you have a good agent, if you don't have, just comment agents below and then ship it from their warehouses directly to your consumers. So if you do that, you will do extremely well and you will build something like within like 6 months, you'll start building the momentum. You'll start building, you know, kind of like something that can be scaled, something that is not so dependable on you, just like sitting behind your ads every day and trying to kind of like win these battles that you cannot win anyway. So guys, hope you liked this video. Hope you took some lessons from it. I want to see you actually implementing some of these insights, kind of like evolving. Let me know what you think in the comments, because it boggles me, like so many people, like very smart entrepreneurs, are still stuck with that model. And I don't want that to happen. If you start on that path, let me know how it goes. And hopefully this video will get you on that path. So guys, let me know what you think in the comments. Like this video, subscribe. If you don't like, if you don't subscribe, I'll be very sad. Right? Like, just make sure you like and subscribe. Let me know what you think in the comments, guys. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next video. Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook,